Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Allie Merrick. Allie does a blog called My Wine Words, mywinewords.com. How are you doing today, Allie?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So I've enjoyed My Wine Words for some time, but for those who may not be familiar with it, for a wine enthusiast who wants to check it out, what can they find when they get there?
Well, it's changed over the years.
Okay.
It started out as just a blog where it was Peter and I talking about wine
mm-hmm.
in our own words, and it's evolved to a social community. So it's sort of like the Facebook for wine lovers now.
Okay.
So we're moving in that direction, and basically what we do is a series of videos. So it's we take a wine, we open a bottle, we talk about it in our own words,
sure.
and that's what we do.
Fantastic.
We invite other people to be part of the conversation.
And what sparked your interest to start a site devoted to wine?
Well, I drink a lot of wine.
Nothing wrong with that.
I never thought so, and I still don't. And but I found there were a lot of people who said, you know, I'm not an expert at wine. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they would read were very rigid
right.
in terms of this many points and hints of anise and from this scale to that scale, and everything was very linear.
Right.
So
right.
I wanted to provide more planes.
Okay.
So
I'm one of those people. I'll go to a wine tasting and people will talk about they can taste this, they can taste the earth in there. Mm. And I never taste that stuff. I enjoy wine.
Right.
But I don't know, maybe my palate isn't working correctly. Don't
well,
know.
It is. I think this is the advice I can give you, Paul, and anyone
Fantastic.
Else.
Fantastic.
Is if you're trying to define a wine and what's going on, all you need to do is close your eyes
mm-hmm.
and remember.
Okay.
Because wine is all about, it's just like art in that it's subjective.
Sure.
You know, it's not one thing or another. It lends itself
right.
to interpretation, your interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So not
so
to
maybe
not to,
if
not
I
to
go
try
into
to...
an art museum, maybe I like a Warhol. Maybe a Warhol does nothing for me. So
exactly.
the same thing for wine.
Exactly. So in terms of art, Peter loves Dali,
mm-hmm.
loves Salvador Dali.
Sure.
And I love Rothko.
Okay.
So two very different styles. And so when I see something by Rothko, I think, oh my gosh, it's fantastic. And Peter
right.
looks at it and he's like, it's colors. I don't get it.
Okay.
So, you know, and the same is true with wine. So
do you both connect on the same wines or different feelings on wines?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of the times we have similar palates.
Okay.
But on occasion we do disagree, which always makes it for a fun conversation in evening.
And does one often win the other over?
No, well, we both kind of win. We're both type A personalities,
okay.
but it's not just little A, like it's capital A, Times New Roman, bold font,
okay.
sort of that kind of A personality. So neither of us loses ever. We just disagree.
But there's always wine with the disagreement, so that's a good
thing. Cheers
to
that. Uh-huh. That works. It makes it work. Lubrication for the relationship. It's very good.
For sure. So how did you develop your passion for wine?
I grew up in a beautiful little town called Nuevo. It's about
okay.
an hour north of here. Lovely place. And, you know, there's a lot of things to do, but the things that there were to do, I was interested in seeing, well, what else?
Mm-hmm.
What else is out there? So I had an aunt, my Aunt Deb, to be precise, who would always swirl something red at the dinner table, the only one in the family to do it.
Okay.
And so I thought, what is that? And so I went to it and I smelled one day and I had a titch of a sip and fell in love that
okay.
moment. And so from
love
then on.
Love at first sip.
Yes, love at first sip indeed. So
okay.
I decided to do as much learning as I could. So
okay.
it was reading a lot of books. It was tasting a lot of wines, as many as I could get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
It was talking with people in the industry. Then I worked in wholesale, in retail, moved out to California, worked in a tasting room for a
sure.
while. And became my own independent consultant. And so now more sort of a brand personality with wines.
Okay. So what were the first wines that you connected with?
The first wines I connected with, well, the one that stands out in memory so much is an 83 Chateau Aubrion.
Okay.
So it's a wine from Bordeaux, from France, that is absolutely stunning. I had never had anything like it. And the beautiful thing about this epic wine is that Peter and I enjoyed it while we were sitting on the concrete steps in front of our house eating pizza out of a box.
Okay.
And here he opens this beautiful, beautiful Bordeaux, and it was incredible. It was stunning.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
So there's a lot of interest in wine tastings, going on tours these days. What advice would you give folks who are interested in, you know, pursuing a wine journey, so to speak?
Right. Oh, that's a great question. Take it one bottle at a time and just let yourself be open to different experiences as they, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for different local events. Mm-hmm. I would strongly recommend getting to know a wine retailer near you. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I'm married to Peter at Martha's Vineyard, and there are people who will call him from New York or California.
Sure.
Hey, Peter, this is what I'm having. What wine should I have to go with it?
Right.
So when you can find someone to connect with, mm-hmm. that's in the industry,
sure.
and let them be your guide, mm-hmm. you know, it's really helpful.
So if they go to someplace like Martha's Vineyard, or if they go to places like Reserve, it's mm-hmm. Ted Matt Millar in here. We're chatting about, you know, the cooking
right.
side of that, but of course, you know, it is considered a wine bar, so
right.
kind of establishing a relationship with folks at those places can kind of lead people on their journey to the right places.
Absolutely. The cool thing about Reserve, too, is that, again, they have one of the largest Cuvenet systems in the country. So that said, you get access to over 100 wines by the glass. So you
That's
don't
phenomenal.
Have to have a huge investment into
right.
your experience.
Sure, sure.
So
also, obviously, visiting your blog, My Wine Words.
Yes.
It's also another direction that they could take, of course.
Absolutely. But you're not going to get this, you know, very structured sort of system going on. The videos
right.
that Peter and I do are all over the board. Sometimes we're in Spain. Sometimes we're here in Grand Rapids. Sometimes we're in the shower.
Sure.
You know, it's all over the place.
But it's good fun.
Absolutely. Good times.